worked consistently at the Round Top Silver Deos. The Round Top Silver Deos is fascinating on many levels, but it's really the state there that just they does not really need an ideology. They have ethos, behavior, ethics, a proper derech of behavior for a person, and so it's a Rambam's insight just to a healthy life, an ethical life. And part of the fascination with this sefer with the Rambam, that it's not exactly clear from where the Rambam culls all of his ideas. So it seems the first question that the Rambam is working off less classical sources, Gemara, Midrashim, and other places, really working his way off of Aristotle and other philosophers as well, and to what degree the Rambam is integrating ideas from Aristotle, from Plato, together with some more classical sources, and sort of figure out where the Rambam is getting everything from. But, you know, that in and of itself is really sort of a fascinating question, the impact on Greek philosophy and other philosophy on the Rambam. We mentioned until now, and I'll just repeat very briefly, the first two prosecutors of the Rambam Silchot Deos, by the way, I had wanted to make photocopies. My printer also warned me at that time because it ran out of the ink cartridge, which is probably a good listener to not do things right before you can run out the shul. So that's a lesson that should have been learned 20 years ago, but certainly has been learned now, so hopefully for next week. But so not all of us have the same organizational skills that you have, but I still appreciate it. And hopefully in future weeks we'll make sure to have copies of parts to learn the Rambam without having actually the Rambam in front of you. But the basic thesis of the Rambam, the first parak, is really the first process of Theos, I'm sure everyone remembers the Finier, is that a person should never be an extremist in anything in life. The Rambam says that there are all sorts of midos, all sorts of deos, all sorts of behavior patterns, behavioral models in life. He says there's really nothing that's wrong. There's no behavior that a person should eliminate. But rather, the goal is not to change behavior, not to eliminate behavior, not to become a different type of person, but to become moderate in all that behavior. Because if you take any given mida, to go to any extreme event, that's inappropriate. A person who is very, very generous, and he gives away all of his money, and then his kids don't have clothing to wear because he's giving to every single person who walks through their door, that's obviously totally inappropriate. To be a person who's in any way cheap, that's totally inappropriate. The challenge is to sort of find the middle derech, the sort of the moderate derech in every single mitzvah, and become a moderate almost in everything. And the Rambam would say that about what's that? Right, and the Rambam would say that about any quality. He says that there's no quality, whether it be devoutness, whether it be tefillah, whether it be anything, where the Rambam said that the appropriate mitzvah, the appropriate derech, is to ever live in the extremes. And the Rambam goes through an example after example. He says, don't think that the best way is extreme derech in this area or the extreme derech in that area, but it's always to find the moderate, centrist view about every midah and every day of. I just want to make a few comments. The Rambam is not saying that halacha. He's just saying that about sort of the natural midos that a person has. Right? And the Rambam, by the way, just we'll point in a second, the Rambam says that, let's say, in regards to anger. Right? The Rambam says it's not just to be a person, the language the Rambam uses, to be like a mate. The person never gets upset. The person you say anything to, you go up to them, you sit in their face, you insult them, and you say, okay, it's fine, it's all good, and I'm happy. At the same time, the Rambam says you can't be a person who's going up being angry. Because there's no need, the Rambam says, that has to be eliminated, right? You can't look at yourself and say, I wish I didn't have this about me, or I need to eliminate this about me, or I need to get rid of this quality. No, the Rambam is not true. So the only challenge is to find sort of the healthy derech and all of those mitos. So let me just point out just a few haros about this philosophy of the Rambam. Again, and this is obviously very much an Aristotelian idea that the Rambam is based on Savafo. The Aristotle's idea, the golden mean, and Aristotle said that the Rambam takes himself off of that, but based on Savafo that, that whenever the person finds to themselves that they have a mita that's mikukal, they have a mita that is an extreme mita, they find that they are exceptionally cheap, or they're exceptionally diabetic, or they get angry easily, or they're overly sensitive, or they're overly So what exactly is the way of changing that? And before I even answer that question, an answer that probably all of you know already, the Rambam said that it's not only that when you find yourself that you have extreme behavior, but even if the Rambam says, and this again, it's a very psychologically insightful idea, that even if you center yourself that you have a nisiyah towards certain people. I haven't acted out on it yet, but I see for myself, even though nobody knows it, and it may not come out of behavior, that I'm exceptionally sensitive. Or I'm exceptionally, I have an esteem for radical behavior, towards behavior, even though it's only something that is just sort of a part of your personality, but it's not necessarily in behavior, that in itself the Rambam says you should change. Even though there's no behavior connected to it, but just sort of the disposition itself is something that needs changing. And the Rambam says, and he says explicitly, some of you may agree or some of you may disagree, the Rambam says that a person can change their essence, a person can change their nature. You see that your nature is to be, yes, very sensitive, very this, very that, whatever the case may be. The Rambam says that over a sustained period of time, if a person chooses the exact opposite path in life, a person has a big ego, a person who is a kavod seeker, a person that has, again, the issues of gaiva, etc. He says over a sustained period of time, a person is mishapel himself, a person lowers himself, a person denigrates himself. A person, Michael, if you will, becomes a shul president and spends years getting, 9 years, you know, getting denigrated by people or insulted by people. He says, you know, so eventually, whatever that means it might have been that you had of needing kavod has been completely sort of wiped out. It's been completely transformed. And if you go to sort of the other direction, you become completely humble and you place yourself in those situations. So then eventually you find sort of like a healthy middle path. He says that that can come. You can sort of internally transform yourself by sort of choosing a completely different path in life, a different direction of life, circumstances that can sort of change you. And the Rambam says you can change your essence. First of all, I can't change. I can't change my essence. The Rambam assumes, again, it's based on Aristotle's idea that it's not true. The person's essence can be changed by sustained sort of alternate behavior over the course of many years. This is something that's discussed a lot when it comes to, let's say, addiction. A person says, like, I can never change. Well, if a person sort of completely changes behavior, he's absent behavior for X amount of years, so your very essence and your very needs have been changed, and now you can live like a healthy middle derech in regards to, possibly, in regards to alcohol, in regards to other things, because you've changed your nature, some people will disagree. So you can never sort of live the healthy middle road. But again, that's only a discussion for another time. The Rambam makes a comment about this derech, this meet the bainanis. The Rambam says that a person should always live a very moderate life in everything, sort of find the middle road. But the Rambam says that u'mishu midakti kalaksno biyoter, a person who wants to be even more careful about himself, v'yitzirachik midei abainanis ma'at l'tazeh, ho l'tazeh, nikrachasit. So it looks like you find the middle road, right? I'm going to give 10% of my money, 10% to tzedakah. I'm going to learn X amount of hours a day, but I'm not going to be radical in what I do. You find sort of like the moderate road in everything. But let's say if you want to be a chassid, right? So how does a chassid then operate? Let's say chassid, Shalom, don't get nervous. We're not speaking about, you know, okay, the Rambam is living hundreds and hundreds of years before the founding of the thesis. When we say a chassid, we mean, you know, that a person who is the righteous in his behavior. So a person who wants to be righteous in his behavior, so he finds whatever the middle point is, whatever the moderate point is, and then he goes slightly to sort of the other side of that. Right? See, a person always wants to be moderate, a person always wants to be sort of in the middle, he always wants to sort of follow the Derech HaYashar. That person, as the Rambam is called, and maybe the language Rambam uses, that person is called Chacham. Right? A Chacham is always sort of following a moderate route. But if you don't want to live a life just as Chachma, but you want to live a life of righteousness, then you figure out where's the middle point, what's the moderate route, and let me sort of shift myself a little bit to the right or a little bit to the left of that. It doesn't mean to the extreme of that. I'm never going to sleep, I'm never going to eat, I'm never going to... But it means you figure out what's the moderate derech in life, and then you shift yourself to the right or the left, and that person is called a chassid. Does anybody have a comment on this Rambam?
What's that?
Yeah, and all this, and the Rambam himself says this, is really based on a person. It doesn't think as like a handbook of a moderate era. The person does this sort of thing, like, for me, what's like a moderate way of life? And then let me sort of figure out how can I sort of go one step further to a life of to read this, so to speak. So what I thought was really interesting in the Rambam is that the Rambam is almost establishing Chochmah and Chassidus as the contrasted values a little bit. The person wants to be a Chocham, they follow the modern route. If you want to be a Chassid, so, okay, so you say I'm going to sort of live like a different type of life. You know, we normally wouldn't think that there'd be any sort of contradiction or conflict, and maybe again, it's just sort of the language Rambam's using, between sort of an intelligent derech of life, the derech of Chochmah, the derech of moderation, and the derech of Chassidus. And we would sort of think that, like, say, that the two sort of go hand in hand, or first, if you integrate the two of them into their life, the Rambam says such a thing. There's a derech of Chochmah, and there's a derech of Chassidus. And to sort of think a little bit about that Rambam and the implications of that Rambam. Let me just make two other haras who will continue next week. Another hara, listen to this amazing Rambam, right? Umetzuvin anu laleches, for those who want to follow along, this is Perek Aleph, Halacha Hei, it's up with Peos. Umetzuvin anu laleches bedroch me'ilu habeinunin. Listen to this amazing Rambam. We are commanded to walk in this sort of moderate path, the path of Chochma. These are the ways of goodness and the ways that straight. Because it says we should walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? This is the next halacha. This is the explicit way we were learned about this mitzvah of halakhta bedrachav, walking the ways of God. Mahu nikra chanun, just like God is called righteous, afatahaya chanun, we should also be righteous. Mahu nikra rachum, just like God is generous, afatahaya rachum, mahu nikra kadosh, afatahaya kadosh. Right? So by walking in the derech benoni, we are fulfilling the mitzvah of halakhta bedrachav by following the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, anybody have a question on the Rambam? And I'm sort of surprised. There's not a lot of reason in Hilchos Deos, but I've not seen this sort of a discussion about this point, unless I'm totally off my understanding of this Rambam. First, you should walk in the ways of being a benoni, the ways of Chachma, and by doing that, you follow the mitzvah, you fulfill the mitzvah of halakhta bedrachav, and as the Gemara says, just like God is generous, so that we're generous, just like God is merciful, so that we should be merciful, etc. Right, first there's no proof of that. So what's amazing thing is the Rambam's assuming that the way that we follow and the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through sort of like a life of moderation. Well, it is like this sort of what you're referring to. The thing is the way that we imitate God, who by definition there's no moderation when it comes to the Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hu is sort of its purity, its pure essence, is defined by the ultimate of X, Y, and Z. And the way that we'll follow the ways of God, so you would say, how do we follow the ways of God? Sort of probably by separating ourselves from the world, by separating ourselves from physicality, by imitating God's priesthood, God's sort of separation or God's oneness. The Rambam says, you want to follow the ways of God, right? So you follow the derech habeinoni, you know, the ways of moderation, and that's the way a person kind of mitzvah of halakhta bedrachav, as we say in the Gemara, namahu chanun afatah chanun. Everyone hear the point? I mean, it's like, it's an amazing point of the Rambam. The way of following God is not through the way of priesthood, of separation, and through maybe like holiness, but it's through sort of the derech of moderation. And again, I think it's a challenging Rambam to sort of understand that, and it still says, you know, where did the Rambam get that from? That the way of following God is the way of moderation? I mean, you know, where exactly is that source? Okay, let me just point out just one last hara. I mean, this might be one of the most famous halachos of the Rambam, especially Hilchos Deos, and it's only something that has relevance to us. The Rambam has pointed out at the beginning of Perek Aleph that this necessity of moderation applies to all midos, and it applies to the midah of gaiva. For instance, should sort of be in the middle. They should have a little bit of an ego, but not too big of an ego. It applies to the needed anger. They shouldn't be someone who's like a mace, they never get upset, but they also shouldn't get upset too easily. So every midah of the Rambam should find themselves somewhere right in the middle. Does anybody know a problem with what I just said, based on another famous sheet of the Rambam? The Rambam said, both in Perek Beis and Hilchos Deos and other places, that there are certain midos that a person should try to eradicate altogether. Right? A person should say, when it comes to a certain midah, I don't want to be moderate, but I want to be radical. I want to completely abstain from a certain midah. And those midahs, the Rambam said, gaiva, a person should eradicate all traces of gaiva, how do you translate gaiva in English? haughtiness. Thank you very much. Of haughtiness, and Persia should eradicate all traces of anger from themselves also. So Derek Aleph, the Rambam says, you should find the middle Derek when it comes to anger. And Derek Bays, the Rambam says that anger is the one Mita you should eradicate altogether. The Rambam actually goes ahead and he says, sometimes you have to act angry. Right? We're all parents here. Sometimes a parent has to act angry, a teacher. But he says you have to, you have to sort of pretend that you're angry, pretend that you're upset at your children, pretend that you're upset at whoever the person might be, but that's like a total facade, right? Internally, you're not angry at all. The problem is that the actual meat of anger has to be eradicated. There's no, like, middle derech when it comes to the meat of anger. The big question of the Rambam, what are you talking about? In Perek Aleph, you said, there's a meat of moderation. In Perek Beis, you say, eradicate the meat altogether. Does anybody have, like, a terrorist? I mean, the Rambam obviously knew when he wrote, but the Rambam wrote. It wasn't like certain cases in Sfarim, you know, somebody, the Talmidim wrote something. What's that? Maybe. Yeah, but so that's the case. So what's the Rambam speaking on Perek Aleph? He says, no, even in anger, you should be moderate. Right. So the truth is, what some people answer is sort of the reverse of what Michael just said. Let me just mention, though, before we give an answer, and then we'll go. Some people say, and to me this is sort of like a shocking concept, that the Rambam is speaking in one place about midos on a level of a dindor raisa, on a level of like a dindor raisa, so you can have like a moderation of midos. I mean, you're borrowing humachmir and eradicate all anger. Anybody have sort of a question on that answer? This is actually the answer given by the Lechem Mishnah, which is like sort of the premier commentator in the Rambam. Do we ever sort of think about the concept of a doraisa and a derabanan when it comes to midos? The raisa and the derabanan is, you know, is it kosher, how to shake a lulav, but the thing is, there's such a concept of like a dindoraisa and a dindorabanan when it comes to sort of behavioral models. You know, to me, I've never seen such a concept before. But when people answer, I think Michael's the opposite of what you said, namely the following. He said that the Rambam, when he says that anger has to be eradicated, that means sort of the essence of anger. The anger that feels like it's in your heart and feels like it's boiling up and it feels like it's got you by the kishkas. He said that's something there can't be any moderation about. You have to completely create an inner tzura, an inner model of nachas ruach, that you completely eradicated that internal feeling of anger, something that I said I'm definitely trying to work on, I'm sure all of us are. But the Rambam says you can be moderate, means that's like a behavior. A behavior versus allowed to respond in an angry fashion in a moderate way. What has to be eradicated is sort of like the real internal feeling of anger that destroys a person, that's like a bodhisattva, it's the Gemara, et cetera, et cetera. So that might be a way of resolving that stira. The eradication is sort of the internal quality, the behavioral aspect itself, maybe could exist in moderation. Okay, I want to make a few other horrors about these first to front from next week, and we'll pick up with this then. Thank you, everyone.